In a world of confusion and hot topics, we are all looking for answers. Welcome to TAM Talks, a place for real and honest conversation on relevant issues today. And here's your host, Tammy Hotzenpeller.
Hey guys, welcome back to TAM Talks. Well, as you know, we're on a series right now talking about how to stay safe in this crazy world we're living in. How do I protect myself? I think a lot of us are asking that question right now. So whether you're watching us on our YouTube video, whether you're listening to us on our podcast, thank you guys for being here. And we know this is a really relevant topic. You know, we addressed in a previous podcast together that we're living in uncertain times. We're living, and I don't know whether it's from the pandemic, I don't know if it's just that minds are running in rampant ways, but we're living in a very different time in society than ever before. So I'm so excited to introduce my guest. You know, Joe Vigueras is a good friend. He actually attends here at Influence Church with us. But Joe is one of those unique guys because he is a former, and it sounds funny because he just retired. It's weird to say that, Joe. LAPD.
But it feels good.
It's just this
That's why
week.
I have this little scrub on my
First
face.
First of all, let me just say, welcome. But thank you. Thank you for your service. I mean, former LAPD, and you've served in Forces?
So I was Special Forces in the Army, right? And then retired as a Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah, and just came back. You've been in Israel protecting us for the last year at the embassy in Jerusalem, so thank you for that. But if anybody knows this topic, it's you, Joe. And you and I have had a lot of conversations. Your wife is a dear friend of mine, and we're here in Orange County, you know, behind the orange curtain. You know, we think L.A. is gone to hell in a handbasket, but we're seeing it here in our own city. We're seeing it here in Orange County. We're seeing it around the world. And so we're talking about how to stay safe in really a troubled world today. So let's start there. In light of everything that just happened in Texas with the shooting and horrific, we've talked about in this podcast already, in light of what just happened this weekend over Memorial Day weekend in Chicago with additional, I think, 20 shootings, what the heck is going on in our country, Joe?
Well, this is a kind of a result of the Defund the Police movement. As a lieutenant, soon to be retired from the Los Angeles Police Department, I could not, in good conscience, tell my officers to go out there and do good, hard work police like they used to do.
Wow.
Because I can't protect them. Hmm. You know, the suspects know this. They are taking advantage of our policies and procedures against us. Hmm. And after a while, when you get, you know, 50 complaints because you're doing your job, you get to the point where you don't want to do your job. I mean, how can you attach that to a young police officer who just wants to arrest the bad guys, and believe me, there's plenty of bad guys out there, and then not do their job because they're being hampered by the department, and they're being hampered by these activists who scream the most.
Okay, so help me walk through this because I don't fully understand it. When you're saying that, I mean, are they being told to stand down? Are they being told to wait and not arrest? Are they, what's happening with this whole, obviously defund the police, but why aren't they taking action? Why aren't they just moving in?
Well, I'll use a quote of former chief of police, Bill Bratton. He said when he was here, I really admired some of the things he did for the department. One of the quotes was, you know, when an officer has to use force, it's not pretty. And the activists now are engaging officers so they can use force, so they can sue. They're not complying with officers' lawful commands. I mean, these are people who are committing serious crimes, and they're fighting the police officers. And the police officers, you know, you don't get to make a decision like, I don't want to go to jail today. When the officer has reasonable suspicion and probable cause to arrest you, you're going to jail. That's it. It's not, we're not having a discussion. We're not going to let you decide when you want to turn yourself in. You're going to jail. That's when we have the problems. They're reluctant to put hands on on suspects, and suspects know this.
Well, because that's all changed. Okay?
Right, because
that's
of the movements.
Okay, so let's just talk, because you're a smart guy, and this is really one I try to help my listeners and viewers understand. What can I do to protect myself, Joe? I mean, what can I do? I mean, if I call a police officer, and I mean, what do I do in the meantime? Because listen, I was just reading a verse here. I want to read. I think it's so good. In Luke 11:21, it says, "When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own mansion, his property is safe." So obviously, this is Jesus. This is
absolutely.
Luke. This is New Testament. And he's saying, take care of your property, take care. But we saw a couple years ago what happened in St. Louis when he came out with a shotgun trying to defend his own property.
Right.
And he ended up, you know, being arrested. So
right.
What do we do to stay safe today? How do we protect ourselves?
Well, you're allowed to protect your property. That's just a given. You are allowed to, you're not allowed to shoot somebody for a property crime. Like somebody's mm-hmm. breaking into your car. You can't just shoot somebody for that. Mm-hmm. That's not immediate defense of life.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's attacking you, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the first thing we need to do is be aware of our surroundings.
Okay.
People need to get off your phones. Pay attention to where you're at. Know where you're going. If something happens to you, you're able to call 911 and say, I am at the corner of Main and Elm,
mm-hmm.
and I need help.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they have no clue where they're at because they're just driving around talking to their friends.
You're right.
And they lose track of where they're at.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But people are looking at you constantly, especially if you drive a high-end car and you live in a high-end neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are looking at you, and you're not paying attention because you're oblivious because you, as you mentioned earlier, you live behind the orange curtain and you think you're safe. Well, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to pay attention to those little things. Know where you're going. Look in your rearview mirror.
Yeah.
If you see a car that's following you,
yep.
don't go home. Know where the closest police station is.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you, Joe, because you said that to me a couple weeks ago. I had told you about someone that I thought was a little suspicious. And you said, did you go straight home? And I said, well, yeah. And you said, never go straight home. If you think someone's either following you or you see a car circling, right? And you told me to go right to the police station, correct?
Correct. You don't want to go... You don't want to start turning in unfamiliar terrain.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the area, you might go into a dead-end street and put yourself at risk.
Yeah.
You want to be where there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
On a main street. You don't want to be in a side street.
Yeah.
You want to be in the main street. And if you can't find a police department, roll up to the local Ralph's or Vons or whatever supermarket is there and park right in front.
Mm-hmm.
The security guard will come out and say, you can't park there. And at least
and
you can
say,
notify 911, I'm being followed.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that again, because these aren't things we want to talk about. We want to be in a very naive worldview, you know, that it's all going to get better. And people, you know what, Joe, really, don't you think people just really have a good heart? I mean, people don't really want to hurt you, do they? I mean, with that mindset, that's why we're where we are today, I think. We think that.
Well, there are certain people that want to hurt you. There are certain individuals in this planet who never should be out of prison. They are malicious, they have malice in their heart, and they want to hurt you. You can't, there's an old movie, and I like to kind of quote this because it's such a great movie. It's about an LAPD detectives that were kidnapped in the early 1960s, and they gave up their weapon because the other one had a gun to the person's head. And when you do that, you're at the mercy of a bad person to trust them that they'll say to you, if you give up the gun, I will not shoot you. Well, you're giving up your only defense to somebody who's already proven that they're willing to do whatever they can to take from you.
Yeah.
So you always have to have that mindset. Don't trust people. Don't, before you open your door, your house, look to the people. I look to the side of my window, and I look and see if I notice them.
Yeah.
I don't know them. I'm not opening the
door.
You're not obligated to open your door.
Yeah. You know, let's just talk about this. And I know you know this story about a year ago. And fortunately, we have the Ring and we have, you know, an alarm system, which are things we have to think about in our world today. If you don't have some way to protect your home, you might want to consider that. But, you know, the Ring is something a lot of people have. And so we have the cameras and everything else. And it was crazy. It was like 11 o'clock at night. It was one of those nights my husband and I were still in bed. And we did not hear the Ring. We actually went to sleep. But the next morning, we literally saw, and someone had come. They were trying to get in our front door. They shook the door. The video actually picked them up coming around the house, trying to open a window and get in. And then they ended up stealing some of my pillows and things like that and slept on our driveway through the night. Now, here's my point. I don't know if it was a male or female. I couldn't tell. They were probably higher than a kite. They maybe thought they were at the wrong house. They took some of my pillows and slept in my driveway, so they obviously weren't in their right mind. What do we do with people that are either under the influence of drugs or alcohol? They're not thinking, clearly, you know, and we want to have empathy and we want to try to be kind and help them. What do we do?
Well, the first thing you do is you don't leave your house. You dial 911 and say you have an intruder. Mm-hmm. Let the on-duty police officers handle it. They have their expertise.
Yeah.
They'll determine if the person can function. If they can't, they'll find out what the problem is. It could be that they're having a mental breakdown. They'll take him in for a 72-hour hold.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tools in the tool bag.
Yeah.
Do not engage them. That is not your job.
Mm-hmm. That's
good. What on-duty police officers get paid for.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in a situation. If you do go out, what happens if the guy turns on you and starts assaulting you? What is your plan then?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a plan, then you can get seriously hurt. And if you go out there and let's say you are armed and you shoot him and something happens, you could be negligent because the first thing in court, they're going to say, why did you go outside?
Yeah.
Why? What training experience do you have to have an encounter with this person?
Now listen, I just want to, somebody's hearing this right now because everything in me wanted to go out. That's my property. He stole my pillows. He's laying on my driveway.
Yeah.
It's on film, all of that. But what you're saying is don't ever go out.
Don't go out.
Call 911 and let someone defend you. Because that's right. Even though it's your property and you want to defend your property, be smart because it can turn on you on a dime, right?
Exactly. Listen, if somebody's breaking into your house, you immediate defense of life. They're not coming in to give you cookies. They're there to assault you and hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You are allowed to use whatever force that's reasonable to stop the threat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you can't dispute that. But if you go out in this case where they stole some pillows or they're sleeping in your driveway, that's really not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're on your property, yeah, but let the on-duty officers handle it. They they will take care of it. And plus, they need to know this because they need to find out if there's a crime that was committed, because if a police report is not taken, then crime never happened in that area.
Mm.
So you have to document
have a report.
That.
Yep. Okay, let's talk a minute about weapons. And you know, there's a verse, I'm trying to find that one, I think it's in Matthew, and it's when Jesus is talking to the disciples and he's telling them the day will come. And it's really what he was talking about when they were coming to get him and to kill Jesus. And all along you've been telling the disciples to be kind and to use love and to act in love and kindness. But he said the day will come where you will need to sell your cloak for a sword. It's a very interesting passage. Most of us read right over that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus even understood that there would be battle and there would be warfare and that they would need to defend themselves. So I actually believe in the Second Amendment. I have the right to bear arms. So, you know, this is a faith-based podcast. You know, these are Christian people normally that listen to this or watch me on YouTube. And I would love to just hear what you have to say. You have protected... tell me where all your services have been, your tours have been. You've been all over, right?
Well, I was a Green Beret in the Central America during the mid 80s when the Salvadorians were fighting for their freedom against Cuban-backed and Nicaraguan-backed guerrillas. And then I served in Kuwait, I served in Syria, I served in Israel, I served in Saudi Arabia. So
you've seen the world is my point.
I've been to many, many countries.
Okay, and now we're here in America. The land of the brave and the home of the free.
Yeah.
Right? And we're all getting guns, or we're trying to get them before they're outlawed, right? Talk to me. I just want to hear what you have to say, because we're talking about America now. We're not talking about Kuwait. We're not talking about El Salvador. We're talking about America. What do we do? Talk to us about arms and the right to bear arms.
You have a right to bear arms, and at the end of the day, there's only so many police officers to go around. They cannot protect every citizen. That's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to rely on the police to protect you, then you're going to be disappointed, unfortunately, because they want to, but there's just not enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
And just on a back note on that, there's a severe recruiting process right now where we're having problems recruiting because really, who wants to do the job?
You're right.
And so we only have to hire the best of the best. So I recommend that you go to a sponsored weapons course and arm yourself. Buy a weapon, have it in the safe in the house, have access to it, and be able to defend yourself.
Yeah.
But understand how to use the weapon and what the parameters are.
Yeah.
You know, immediate defense of life is one thing. Can I go and somebody stealing my catalytic converter? No. You can't shoot them and execute them. You know, you can't do that. Well, I'm not saying they execute anybody, but just saying you can't go out there and shoot them because they're stealing some property. It's property crime.
Yeah.
Pillows, property crime. Yeah. So, but if somebody's trying to enter your house and they're smashing the window, you have a right to defend yourself. But I advise you to keep a weapon. That's your constitutional right. And it's not the weapon that's the issue. It's the people behind the weapon.
Yep. Well, you know, the Bible tells us, I want to end with this, that in the last days, there's going to be a spirit of lawlessness. And you can say, well, that's been throughout the whole Bible. That's the whole world. That's from the beginning of time with humanity. Yes, but there will be an increase degree of lawlessness. And I think we're seeing that like I've never seen it in my lifetime. And there is a spirit of lawlessness. The Bible calls him the Antichrist, that the spirit of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is among us. So I'm just going to say to you right now, go on your own journey. We've talked to you before about being physically strong. When you're physically strong, you have a level of confidence and courage. So go out there and lift some weights or walk a steep hill and build up your fortitude, your personal strength, and then have the mind of Christ. Be smart to think and know how to think, and then spiritually be strong. Make sure you have a relationship with God. We know that he protects us. We know that he covers us, but we're living in a day of evil lawlessness, and you have to know how to protect yourself. You know, have to know how to protect your children. We talked about that in our last podcast together, how to protect your children. Yes, to pray over them. Yes, to sing worship songs with them, but teach them how to protect themselves. And then Joe's been our guest today, and he's talked to you about how to know how to get a weapon and the right way to do that and to protect yourself and to use wisdom and to be able to dial 911. And so in this particular podcast, I wanted to talk to you about how to protect yourself, how to defend yourself. Jesus himself said a day would come where you would need to pick up a sword. So I believe that we need to protect ourselves and know how to do that. So I really appreciate you guys joining us. Thank you for being a part of TAM Talks today. Whether you're watching us on our YouTube video or you're listening to us on our podcast, thank you for being here. And guys, listen, make sure if you're watching this on YouTube that you like and subscribe. I'd love to hear your comments. Love to hear what you have to say about everything from Second Amendment rights to protecting ourselves today. But we appreciate you guys being a part of TAM Talks. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and be a part of what we're doing here with TAM Talks. Have a great day. Thanks, Joe, for being here.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks for joining us today on TAM Talks. You can find more resources and information at TammyHotzenpeller.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and don't forget to share this podcast with a friend. We pray blessings and abundance over your life today. Until next time, stay safe and God bless.